The Immigration Branch of Homeland Security, known as ICE, has recently stepped up its efforts to get local law enforcement agencies to help them track down undocumented immigrants. As a result, more and more immigrants without legal identification are being arrested for minor misdemeanors and then deported, often leaving their families without any means of economic support. Sal Carranza of the group Lucha says in discussions last month with Sheriff Mahoney, Latino leaders got assurances that people stopped for traffic violations won't be asked for immigration documents as long as they have some form of legal ID.
That valid identification can be used to represent who the person is and make sure that that person doesn't have a criminal background, just a hard-working member of the community, then the sheriff don't even send the person to the Bend County Jail at all.
Carranza says the sheriff has promised to instruct deputies to accept several forms of ID, including those provided by the Mexican consulate, and not ask about citizenship status unless the person is booked into the county jail for a serious crime.
We support him 100% when he goes and tries to get the criminals out of our community. But if a parent who is the provider is caught in this, then the impact is magnified.
Carranza says the Latino leaders will continue talking with the sheriff about finding ways to reduce the number of people being threatened with deportation. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.